Good evening. Tonight, the show begins in Gaza. Conversation with Seth Frantzman of the Jerusalem Post and Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy's Long War Journal. First, the question of airdrops. Consistent policy for some time now, dropping them near the ocean or at the ocean's edge to avoid confusing everyone with them dropping near the combat zone, people charging in to get the packages and being misunderstood as aggressors. There was an incident with trucks coming in from the north of Gaza that led to tragedy. The airdrops avoid that. The question of the hostages remains undetermined. How many are left? How many are deceased? What about their remains of the deceased? What about the living? The conditions reported are hard. And the Israeli Defense Force's primary mission is to recover the hostages. Secondary mission is to drive Hamas out of Gaza, to end Hamas in Gaza. Then to Canada, a mystery. A virology lab in Winnipeg in the summer of 2019. The authorities escorted out a couple, the Shows. She, a virologist, a Canadian national, and he, her husband, working in the lab with other Chinese nationals. Unknown about why they did that until recently, a 600-page document emerged, now featured in the Globe and Mail and the National Post, that points to the fact that Dr. Shou, was linked in some fashion to the Bat Lady of Wuhan, and that they were working on, or had been working on, a virus constructed in a lab that was derivative of bat virus, something like COVID-19. It is not firm yet, but what we're looking at here is a scandal and a revelation over many years that the Trudeau government has kept private, or someone has kept private. There are so many undetermines at this point. I'll just say that this story grows. A Canadian national and her husband, who have since disappeared. We do not know where they are publicly. We can guess they're in China. We can guess that Canadian officials know how they got to China, but we do not know. And then a conversation about, right now, the surge in anti-Semitism in Europe. A 3,000% surge, I'm told by my colleague Malcolm Honlein, 600% surge in the U.S., anti-Semitism. Horrible stories of teachers in New York public schools being harassed by students and others. Presumably Jewish teachers, but anything's possible. Malcolm also tells the story of a wonderful discovery, a Bar Kokhba 132 BCE coin found in the West Bank of the Dead Sea. There's a wall of cliffs coming down from Israel. Lots of caves through those cliffs, because when the water cascades down from Jerusalem, it pours through those cliffs and cuts holes. Well, they found a coin, very good shape, from 132 BCE, the first year of the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Roman occupiers. The 20th century's talking point of two-state solution is back. I discussed with Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution. Peter's also in Tel Aviv. And he comments on the morale, the spirits, the prosperity, the economy of Israel during the war conflict. Then, remembering Alexei Navalny with Katrina Vandenhoevel, who had met him once, the publisher of The Nation, we also talk about the mobilization in Ukraine, struggling to mobilize more troops. And then Rick Fisher joins to comment on a new aircraft, commercial aircraft, a single-aisle commercial aircraft built by Comac. That's the Chinese airplane builder, like an Airbus or a Boeing. However, they built this with parts from around the world, not thinking through their hostility would make them extremely vulnerable to not being provided those parts, engines, the parts for the plane. It's peculiar why they would build an aircraft and then turn their back on global trade, but that is what we dealing with right now. Rick Fisher calls it a Frankenstein of commercial aircraft made up of all these parts from around the world, including engines. And then Josh Rogan reports on the alarms in the Central Pacific, the advance of China against Marshall Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia, and Palau, until and if the U.S. provides the money that is promised to maintain security in those sovereign powers. Bill Raggio reports on al-Qaeda's eight jihadist camps in the Taliban, confirmed by the U.N. Eight camps for a country that was said to be behind us. And then the New World Report with Ernesto Araujo and Joseph Umar. We start with Honduras. Joseph just returned from Honduras, which is overwhelmed by PRC influence. We talk about the decline of Panama revenues, the copper mine, the canal itself because of the drought, and the troubles at the Darien Gap Camp, San Vicente, with an attack, what appears to be an attack, an arson attack, on Centerfront Border Patrol facilities within the camp. There's video of the trailer burning, and I understand there were documents in there, computers that are either missing or were destroyed. Why? Why the attack on the camp? In the camp, because the living quarters were not disturbed, just the offices of Centerfront. And then a discussion momentarily about Haiti, which is descending into chaos. The U.S. has recommended all American citizens leave Haiti. A huge prison break of violent men, young men too, with brand new weapons over their shoulders, looking extremely dangerous. Javier Milei has the good news in the Americas. This is the New World Report, where the markets are continue to respond to his hurry-up solutions for the 100-plus inflation month-to-month in Argentina. There's so much to be done. He's made a great, good start. And then finally, a conversation about the Venezuela assassination in Santiago. That's right. The expectation, the assumption is that Venezuela sent an assassin team into Santiago, Chile, a sovereign power, and assassinated a man who is perceived to be an enemy of the regime, of Maduro's regime. As of yet, there's been no demand of response and explanation from Gabriel Boric in Santiago. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.